Well, a good morning. We welcome you in to the Gardener's Corner program, a Friday feature here on Radio Roxborough. My name is Rob Hall. We're brought to you today by T.G. Brooks Company, Jason Acock Auctioneering, Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers, E.B. Harris Auctioneering, Loftus and Sons Land Services, and Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip. Please make welcome our special guest today, the crops agent for the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, Miss Michaela Berryhill, and she serves both Person and Granville counties. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you taking out some time of your hectic and busy schedule, because I know it's always, always something going on and always plenty to do, and I appreciate what you do and all of the other agents. And, you know, we've had some really nice weather this week. I just checked in at the Raleigh Regional Airport at Person County. 63 degrees. They're calling for a little bit of rain the next few days or so, and it's going to cool off a little bit. But, you know, the old expression, if you don't like North Carolina weather, just hang around about 3 days and it'll surely change. But anyway, no matter the time of the year or the season, you folks at the Cooperative Extension Service is always busy, and you all have to work on things several months ahead of time. But you all have been building up and talking about a long time what is going to actually be happening tonight here in Roxborough at the Person County office building there at the auditorium. It's going to be the showing of the documentary, The Hog Farmer. Is that right, Michaela?
Yes, that's right. So we'll be showing Hog Farmer. We're going to have the doors open at 6 o'clock for everybody to start coming in. We're going to have snacks and things like that for sale, some different snacks and drinks for $1 for each item. And then we're going to start the screening at 6:30. And then afterward, we're actually going to, rumor has it, that Joey Carter, who is the subject of the documentary himself, he's planning on making the drive up here to come and be with us. So, you know, after the documentary, if anybody has any questions about events that have happened since the documentary timeline, you know, he's going to be there himself to answer everybody's questions.
That's what I had heard, and so I bet it will be a big crowd on hand. Now, the actual documentary movie will start at 6:30. Is that right?
That's right, yes. That's when we'll start the screening, but we're just going to have doors open so people can come on in and sit down a little bit before then.
And that door is open at 6. Now, it's no charge, but you all will be accepting donations, and the donations will benefit, I don't remember off the top of my head, Michaela?
Yes. So we'll be taking donations for the North Carolina Agri-Medicine Institute. And that's a big old mouthful, but basically this is an organization that helps support farmers in a lot of different ways, and one of those is by helping with farmer mental health and suicide prevention. So, you know, farming is a very stressful work environment. There's a lot that farmers have to deal with that are out of their control, and sometimes that's hard to handle. And so this documentary kind of illustrates that, and it discusses that. And so we wanted to be able to do something to help, you know, support something within North Carolina that helps farmers with these mental health issues, and the Agri-Medicine Institute is something that does that. They help support the Farm and Ranch Stress Program. I think that I might have said something about that wrong, but basically a program that helps farmers and ranchers deal with their stress, and then also they have a farmer-to-farmer consulting network. So basically, if you're a farmer and you're stressed and you want to have someone to talk to, this system will set you up with another farmer who can kind of be someone to talk to, help support another farmer through a hard time. So they do a lot, and so we wanted to highlight all the great things that they do and potentially help give back to them and support those programs.
It sounds like it is a very worthy program, and maybe folks will feel so inclined to be able to make a monetary donation for it to go, you know, to help those farmers and ranchers and things. And we've talked about it. I don't know if you and I have ever talked about it, but you don't have to go to Las Vegas, Nevada to be a gambler. Some of the biggest high rollers in this world that we live in are farmers, because it's a big chance. And, you know, with the stress of everything that's associated with it, we need to do everything that we can to ensure that our farmers and ranchers, no matter what race, gender, or whatever it may be, that they can get help if needed, because it is extremely stressful and then some, I'm sure. So, but just a little bit about the hog farmer, Joy Carter, out of Duplin County. And I thought it was kind of interesting. On the Tar Heel Traveler, I saw something on social media, and it may have been on the Tar Heel Traveler last night. Scott Mason on WRAL TV5, he travels around, you know, and does little features about things in North Carolina. Well, the posting that I saw this morning, and as I say, it may have been on last night, it's on the Tar Heel Traveler between 5 minutes to 6 and 6 o'clock on WRAL TV5 News. And the little feature that I saw this morning was about country hams, and it was about a more or less a country ham, you know, producer, meaning he does not raise hogs, but he buys country hams and they salt cure them and stuff like that. And this Joy Carter, he is from Duplin County, and he was a really big hog farmer. He also had cattle. He's a fireman, and he was a law enforcement officer, and he was met with some really, really hefty fines and lawsuits. And that's what this documentary is about, right, Michaela?
Yes, that's right. This is following Joey through the time where he got caught up in this massive nuisance lawsuit. And so, you know, I don't want to talk too much about what all really goes on, but it just follows his story from when he found out that the lawsuit was being, that his farm was caught up in the middle of it, him going to the different trials, what happened after the trials were over, and everything along those lines. What happened to his farm, what happened to the community that he was, you know, that he lives in, and all those different things. So it's a very, very good documentary following his story.
And with him planning to be there tonight after the documentary is played, for him to be able to get up and talk about some of the things that has happened since then, I think y'all were very fortunate. Now, this was actually shown last Friday night in Oxford, correct?
Yes, it was. And it was a very successful screening, I believe. We had a little under 40 people come out, and we had our guest that night was the executive director of the Pork Council for North Carolina. So, you know, the documentary ended and people just had a few questions about what happened, why it happened, and, you know, some questions about what has occurred since the end of the documentary timeline. And he was able to answer most, if not all, of those questions. And so we had a really good discussion afterward as well.
All right. Well, look, kind of moving ahead, I know Johnny Coley is having a pruning demonstration on the 25th, which that is a Saturday. And we'll get some information to our listeners and keep them reminded up to that. But do you have the actual address of the pruning demonstration and the hours, Michaela?
Yes, I sure do. Yeah, so Johnny will be doing the pruning workshop, looking at the different crops, apples, peaches, pears, figs, grapes, persimmons, blueberries, so pretty much anything you could want to grow that would have to be pruned. It's going to be at 450 CC Andrews Road in Timberlake, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And that will be on Saturday the 25th. Now, this is a free pruning demonstration, correct?
Yes. It's going to be a workshop, so I'm sure there will be a demonstration along with it. And it is free. I think to register, just call us here at the office, get in contact with Johnny, and let him know you're wanting to come.
So be sure to do just that. 336-599-1195 is the number to the Person County office. And the number to the Granville County office is 919-603-1350. Again, that pruning demonstration will be Saturday, February 25th. And we'll be on a few more times between now and then and to keep you reminded of that. Now, Michaela, you had also said that you had some information that you wanted to talk about 4-H, and it has been brought to my attention that you all have hired a new 4-H advisor. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. At the beginning of this year, we had Miss Lexi Swick join us, and she is our 4-H agent for Person County now, and she's doing a great job. She's really getting started running as soon as she got here. So she mentioned some things to me, just some deadlines and things coming up. The first one is that if you are wanting to register for the Feather Classic, where you get to show some poultry, livestock, that registration deadline is today at 5 o'clock p.m. So if you are interested in doing anything like that, please let Lexi know before 5 p.m. today. And then another thing that was mentioned is that if any 4-H'er did a 4-H-related project in the last year and is eligible and wants to create a project record book and submit it to the county, that is going to be due on Thursday, February 23rd at 5 p.m. And if anybody has questions about that or wants to know how to make a project record book or a portfolio, there will actually be a drop-in workshop next Monday between 5:30 and 7 o'clock p.m. here at the Person County Office Building. And like I said, any 4-H'er interested in completing a project record book or portfolio is more than welcome to come and drop in, and Lexi will give you help and advice on how to do that.
So some information right there related to Person County 4-H. And you can call 336-599-1195. And also you can check out more information on the Person County 4-H's Facebook page. And we want to wish Lexi Swick the best of luck for being the new 4-H advisor for Person County. And I guess I should say 4-H agent. But anyway, nevertheless, 336-599-1195. Now, so you say that today at 5 o'clock is the deadline to sign up for the poultry event?
Yes, it's called the Feather Classic. Let me see if I can pull up some information about it real quick. The 4-H Feather Classic is the hen show that occurs in the fall of this year, but any 4-H'er or youth that wants to sign up to be a part of that, they have to go ahead and register so that we can get the hens to them so that they can, you know, grow them and are able to show them. So the Feather Classic isn't until October 7th of this year, but they need to go ahead and register by today if they are interested in
If I think they had said it's maybe a $40 sign-up fee, but they will furnish the chicks, and you will raise these chickens, and you take them to the show. And the rewards of it is you will be able to keep the chickens and kind of start your own backyard flock. And it's only, you know, pullets. It's no roosters or anything. So it would be a great opportunity to get that youngster involved in something that will teach them responsibility, and having a few chickens in the backyard can be a very rewarding activity in many different ways. And with the price of eggs, if you know, keep those hens, you know, it typically I think takes somewhere about 5 to 6 months from a you know, a baby chick to where they can start laying eggs, and they lay really good now. 6 months down the road, is eggs going to be any cheaper than they are now? Will there be more? Who knows? But once you get used to baking and having, you know, locally produced and raised eggs, when you crack open one from the grocery store and you look at it, it's still wonderful, but it just doesn't seem to measure up of the richness of one that's raised in a, you know, backyard flock, so to speak. But again, mm-hmm. 5 o'clock is the deadline. Michaela, we need to take a break. I need to get a couple of messages on from some of our sponsors. And we're going to get a word on right now for T.G. Brooks Supply Company, 411 Helena Mariah Road. And then we're going to get a message on from E.B. Harris Auctioneering. Ms. E.B. Harris is hosting a farm equipment auction in Lewisburg. Now, for those folks that watch RFD TV and keep up with Machinery Pete, he is actually going to be filming some tomorrow at that farm equipment auction of Edwards and Foster that's being conducted by E.B. Harris out of Lewisburg. It's where the auction is going to be taking place. And anyway, Machinery Pete, he has a TV show where he travels around to different auctions, and he does features on the pricing of equipment. Now, when the show will be aired from tomorrow's auction, I do not know, but that's just a little side note to add just a little bit more interest to the E.B. Harris Auctioneering auction taking place tomorrow. But whenever E.B.'s included, it's always plenty of entertainment. More Gardener's Corner after these messages from T.G. Brooks Supply Company and E.B. Harris Auctioneering.
Even though the calendar says it's February, we all know that spring 2023 is not far behind. There is plenty of time now to come to T.G. Brooks Supply Company and get some sound advice for your lawn preparation coming up. They have had so much experience, so why not let the professionals work with you on your spring lawn and garden planning? They serve homeowners all over Person and surrounding counties. They'll tell you all about the advantages of pre-emergent weed control or weed and feed. You want to be sure to perk up your lawn with fertilizer, lime, and weed control to get your lawn off to a proper spring start this year. To beautify your flower garden and shrubs around your home, T.G. Brooks Supply Company carries hardwood as well as dyed mulches, and they do deliver right to your home or office, and they also will sell it by the scoop or by the bag. They feature all of the popular lawn and garden chemicals and treatments, insecticides, herbicides, and they always carry the soils like topsoil, bulk planting soil, potting soil, cow manure, and pine needles to make your place look sharp. They have equipment for sale or for rent, like spreaders, power pluggers, and lots of lawn and garden tools, and of course, wheelbarrows. They have stepping stones and wall stones. And before you know it, it will be March. They will have all of your flower garden and vegetables and your garden supplies. When it comes to beautification, come in today and talk over your plans. Let them remind you that T.G. Brooks Supply Company has your water heater elements, thermostats, and pressure relief valves. They have your Taylor wood stove parts and Comfort Glow heaters for extra warmth. Person County and surrounding areas count on T.G. Brooks Supply Company that serves the homeowner, farmer, and those in construction since 1936. Phone anytime at 336-364-3016.
E.B. Harris Auctioneering, NCAL 1468, announces a farm equipment auction for Edward and Foster Farms, LLC, Saturday, February 11th at 10 a.m., sale location 5008 U.S. 401 Highway North, Lewisburg. For terms, more information, and to view photographs of items up for auction, log on to ebharris.com or call EB at 252-257-2140. Bid in person or online at bid.ebharris.com. Up for auction on Saturday, February 11th, tractors, combines, dirt pan, loader, forklift, trucks, vehicles, trailers, buck barn, tobacco, irrigation equipment, along with greenhouses, GPS equipment, grain, tillage, planting equipment, sprayers, applicators, and much more. That's Saturday, February 11th at 10 a.m. at 5008 U.S. 401 Highway North in Lewisburg. The auction sale conducted by E.B. Harris for Edwards and Foster Farms. For more information, log on to ebharris.com or call EB at 252-257-2140. Again, Machinery Pete will be at that auction tomorrow in Lewisburg. Miss Michaela Berryhill is our guest today on the Gardener's Corner program. Michaela is the crops agent for Person and Granville Counties, and her specialty, so to speak, is wheat. The county that she was raised in was really big on wheat. And so if you need to know something about wheat, ask Michaela, because she knows her wheat, to say the least. Now, Michaela, has the wheat crop here in this area looking?
It's looking pretty good. You know, it's been a pretty wet winter, especially the last few weeks. And, you know, I've kind of had a bum knee, so I haven't really been able to walk out in as many fields as I normally would have. But just looking from the road, the wheat looks good. It looks like it's got a good bit of tillers on it, which is good because the more fall tillers, the more winter tillers we have, the better the yield is going to be. The only thing I'm worried about is with how wet it is the nitrogen. You know, with our soils, nitrogen just does not stick around. It leaches out of the soil, and especially with all of this rain, any nitrogen that was put out before planting the wheat or that was left over from last season, it's gone now. It's definitely not in the soil anymore. And some of the wheat, you can kind of tell that by it turning from, you know, the pretty dark green color, starting to kind of get a lime green or yellowish green tint to it. And so I just want to recommend to most growers, if they are planning on taking their wheat and harvesting it at the end of this season, if they're planning on taking it to completion, to make sure that they're going ahead and planning their nitrogen applications for this year. I like to suggest for growers to split apply their nitrogen, which just means you don't apply all of the nitrogen onto it at one time. You break it up into two different applications. That kind of helps. Like I said, the nitrogen just doesn't stick around for a long time. And putting it out in two different bursts is kind of like an insurance policy to make sure that the wheat stays out in that field for all the time whenever the wheat needs it the most. And that will hopefully increase your yield by keeping that wheat fed. Since we've had so much rain, if you're planning on splitting your nitrogen application, I would suggest for you to go ahead and get that first shot out as soon as you can get onto the field. You know, it's too wet right now. Most sprayers won't be able to make it onto any wheat, for probably another at least week or two. But as soon as it's solid enough, get out there and go ahead and get your first shot of nitrogen out. If you're worried about any sorts of weeds, you can definitely put something like 2,4-D out with that shot of nitrogen. Just make sure that if you are putting the 2,4-D out, you kind of want the temperature to be a little bit higher, so in about the 50s, whenever you put that out, so that the weeds in the field actually take up the 2,4-D and that it does its job. And you don't want to be putting out anything like 2,4-D on your wheat when your wheat is what we call jointing, or whenever the wheat starts kind of standing up. So, you know, the wheat right now, it's spreading out and thickening up. Once it starts growing upward and getting tall, you don't want to put any 2,4-D out there because it will hurt your wheat. So just keep that in mind. Go ahead and get that first shot of nitrogen out as soon as you can, and then plan on waiting until, you know, once that wheat does start standing up, that's whenever you want to get the second shot of nitrogen out. You just don't want that 2,4-D out there. But if any growers have, you know, have any questions about this, please reach out to me and ask. Like Rob said, wheat is kind of my crop. It's what I have worked with the most, and in Union County, they sure did like to grow wheat. So I'm always happy to talk about it and come out to your farm and take a look at it with you and see what we need to be doing for it.
Well, now, the family that you have became associated with through marriage, they deal with tobacco, wheat, corn, soybeans. So they're on the farm. You're being introduced to some different things. But again, she is extremely knowledgeable in lots of different crops, but she is definitely the go-to lady if you have any kind of questions about wheat. Now, Michaela, but again, to reiterate what you just said, it is okay to put out some 2,4-D products when applying nitrogen, but you say it needs to be 50 degrees or warmer for the 2,4-D to work?
Yes, just the 2,4-D just performs a little bit better. You know, if you have weeds out in the field, if it's 50 degrees or warmer, that 2,4-D is just going to do its job better. And I should have mentioned that, yes, you can mix 2,4-D with your nitrogen, but it needs to be the correct formulation type. So there's a way you can mix it no matter what the formulation type is, but there's one formulation, and again, if growers have questions about that, they can definitely reach out to me and call me, and I can answer anything about that. But they can mix their 2,4-D and their nitrogen to put it out.
Okay, I've heard people talk about doing that before, and I've heard some people say they had good results, and I've had some people say that they didn't have the best results. So are you saying that it is a kind of 2,4-D that is made to be mixed in with the liquid nitrogen?
Yes, it's called a formulation, basically. And if it is a 2,4-D ester formulation, that can be mixed with the nitrogen and just be applied directly. If it is what we call a 2,4-D amine formulation, it must be mixed with water as well. Well,
that's interesting. I have never heard that before. If I have, I have forgotten about it. But so those folks that maybe didn't have the best of luck mixing the 2,4-D in with their liquid nitrogen, it may be because it was done in the wrong manner, or you may have not had the correct 2,4-D to mix in. So, but I appreciate you mentioning that, Michaela, and you know, just golly gee, Pete, you know, all of the technology and everything that has came out through the years, and that is a really nice thing about the extension service. If you have a question about something, these people have the knowledge and they have A&T State University to back them up, along with North Carolina State University to back them up. So if they don't know the answer, they know where they can search to find the answer. So if you're ever in need of their services, it is free. Now, of course, there's certain things. If you want to have some samples tested or whatever, it will be a charge for that. But for general information, they don't charge anything for that. And they can do a tremendous, tremendous amount in aiding you in solving a problem, whatever it may be, on the farm. We need to take a break to get a message on for Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers, and also Loftus and Sons Land Services. More from Miss Michaela Berryhill after these messages. Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers is located 613 Lewis Street in Oxford. Open for business weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 9 till 1. Call 1-800-221-9267 or 919-693-4626. Al, Hillary, and Will, there to serve you with all of your golf car needs. They have club car, Easy Go, and Yamaha units. If you're wanting a gasoline or an electric golf car, they have them at Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. Trojan Batteries, Parts and Repair Service. Thinking about a new grill? Check out the Wilmington Grills at Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. Speaking of trailers, they have utility, dump, enclosed, stock, and equipment trailers. That's Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers in Oxford. 919-693-4626. Toll free 1-800-221-9267. Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers.
This is KRX.
James Shorty Loftus and Jason Loftus are proud to announce that they are the owners and operators of Loftus and Son Land Services, LLC. Call James Shorty Loftus at 336-592-6381 or call Jason Loftus at 919-282-4780 for all of your grading, landscaping, forestry, mulching, field edging, cleanup, driveways, and gravel work. That's Loftus and Sons Land Services, LLC. Family-owned land services with over 40 years experience spanning three generations. Again, you can call James Shorty Loftus at 336-592-6381 or Jason Loftus at 919-282-4780. Be sure to check out that Facebook page, Loftus and Sons Land Services, LLC. We do appreciate the support of Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers and Loftus and Sons Land Services. Our special guest today is Miss Michaela Graham Berryhill. And Michaela, let's talk a little bit about that golden leaf, talking about flue-cured tobacco, and we do have some growers in this area that plants burley tobacco, but any idea what kind of acreage of tobacco is expected to be this year, more or less, or about the same?
I think that with, you know, the conventional flue-cured, and I'm not too sure about the burley, but I think with the conventional flue-cured, it's probably going to be close to the same as last year, maybe a little bit more. But I have heard, you know, through the rumor mill that some of our organic tobacco growers might not have as many acres as they have in the past.
Right.
Which is very sad, but that is what I've heard through the rumor mill. I don't really know a whole lot more than that. With the acreage, but I just hope that, you know, growers are going to be able to continue to grow it this year successfully.
Well, Well, now, here it is, not quite mid-February, but I guess a lot of them will start seeding greenhouses pretty quick. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Usually, like, through the, you know, NC State recommendations and a lot of farmers' kind of golden rule with seeding tobacco, usually they say Valentine's Day. So they're not thinking about date night. They're thinking about seeding tobacco for Valentine's Day, which, you know, is next week. I have heard that some people might push it back a little bit just because of the weather that we're having. But, you know, Valentine's Day is typically the day that they do that. And just real quick, before I forget, I want to go ahead and make an announcement about for tobacco. We have finally gotten the flu-cured 2023 production guides in to the office. So if you're a tobacco farmer and you've been waiting for this 2023 production guide, they are available for pickup at the office. You can come on by and grab one of those. And I will also have some of them down at the hog farmer screening tonight if anybody wants to pick one up then.
So, again, that information will be available tonight at the hog farmer documentary that will take place. The show in at 6:30, doors open at 6 tonight at the Person County Office Building Auditorium. Free admission, although they will be accepting donations, and they will have drinks and snacks available. And Joey Carter, the gentleman that the documentary is about, is planning to be here tonight, and he will give a little brief talking about what has happened since the documentary has been filmed. But, Michaela, as far as tobacco goes, is any GAP meeting scheduled anytime soon, or have they already happened?
So all of the GAP meetings have happened, but any farmers that missed them, we are supposed to be getting some information soon. They're going to let us extension agents, you know, they're going to give us a video kind of like how they have done the past or last year. This is the only year I've been around, but they're going to give me a video and allow me to show it here at the office. So I'll probably schedule some times for anybody who missed the big GAP meetings to come in and get those, get their annual training. But I don't have that information quite yet. But as soon as I do, I'll send it out. I'll put information like that in the monthly newsletter that I send out. So if anybody is currently not getting newsletters from me, please call the office and let us know, and we will add you to the mailing list so that you are up to date on all of that.
Now, the GAP, does that stand for Good Agricultural Procedure?
Practices,
okay.
Yes, good agriculture practices, that's right.
Now, and it's kind of like a rule or regulation that you have to have this training to receive, what is it, a contract?
Yes, so most companies, most companies that contract with tobacco growers require this GAP training. I think all of them now do. But this training, it talks about, you know, how to produce a high-quality product. And it's how United States Tobacco, North Carolina Tobacco, is able to be really competitive in the global marketplace because we have this training and we produce such a high-quality product. So we're kind of the United States, because of the GAP program, we're kind of the golden standard for worldwide tobacco.
Right. Well, that is interesting. Now, Michaela, I'm going to get into your personal life just a little bit. You told me something off air that you're kind of excited because you're hoping to attend your first live farm equipment auction tomorrow in Lewisburg. And so that's going to be quite an experience. But I tell you, auctions can be quite addictive now. But you'll see a wide variety of people and some really nice equipment and stuff. And maybe you can say hello to Mr. E.B. Harris, and also maybe you can talk to the guy that does the TV show Machinery Pete. Are you familiar with him?
I am not, but I'll definitely be looking out for him tomorrow.
Yeah. He does a program on RFD TV, and it's called Machinery Pete, and he just talks about the values of what this particular item brought at this auction compared to what it has brought at other auctions over the other years or so. And I watch it from time to time, but it's pretty neat that he's going to be at Miss D.B. Harris's auction tomorrow down in Lewisburg. Michaela, we need to take a break and need to catch up and pay a few bills. But more Gardener's Corner program after these messages. We'll get a message on for Jason Acock Auctioneering and Our Pride Foods, makers of Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip. Jason Acock Auctioneering, NCAL 6679, announces the farm equipment auction for Growers Genning Company to be held Saturday, February 18th at 10 a.m. Sale location 5732 West W. Gaston Road in Aden, North Carolina. For terms, pictures, and more information, log on to jasonacockauctioneering.com or call Jason at 919-495-0285. The auction will be held rain or shine, bidding in person or online through proxy bid. Up for auction on Saturday, February 18th at 10 a.m., tractors, cotton pickers, trucks, backhoe, tillage, and planting equipment. That will be Saturday, February 18th at 10 a.m., the auction conducted by Jason Acock Auctioneering for Growers Genning Company, 5732 West W. Gaskin Road in Aden, North Carolina. Log on to jasonacockauctioneering.com for more information or call Jason at 919-495-0285. That's 919-495-0285.
96.7 WKRX. Playing today's hot new country hits and your all-time favorites.
Our Pride Foods, makers of Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, is made in Roxboro. Pick up some the next time you're shopping at Hurdle Mills Market and Butcher Shop, North Main IGA, Supply Line Discounts in South Boston, Virginia, Food Lion, or Kenyon's Meat Market in Mebane. You can enjoy Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip at Rock City Grill, Cole's Pharmacy, Triss's Espresso, and Clarksville Station. Our Pride Foods, makers of Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, remind you that goodness grows in North Carolina. Try the jalapeno added for extra flavor. That's Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip.
All right.
Here we are back on the Gardener's Corner program. Miss Michaela Berryhill is our guest today. And Michaela is the crop agent for Person and Granville Counties of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Michaela, we've got maybe, I don't know, about 3 to 4 minutes left on the program today. Now, I had asked you before we went on air, you had a hemp meeting back on last Tuesday. Are you expecting it to be much hemp planted here in the area for 2023?
No, not too much. You know, most growers have kind of gotten out of hemp at this point. There is starting to kind of become an upkick of interest in hemp for fiber rather than the hemp for CBD oil.
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to hold a small hemp production meeting for anybody who may, you know, still have leftover hemp product, or any newer growers that are kind of interested in getting into the hemp business. And so we had Dr. David Shukoff from NC State, who is covering hemp now. We had him come up from the university and talk about some of the research and some of the different things going on in the state with hemp right now. So it was a really good event. I think the people that attended enjoyed it and got a lot of good information out of it.
So originally in this area, they was interested in it for the oil, but it's more interest now in it for the fiber. But although with that being said, it's not a tobacco replacing crop as of yet.
That's right. Yep. Okay. Well, and I would even say that the hemp for fiber, it's more of a North Carolina wide interest. And I just wanted, you know, David just talked about it just to, in case anybody around here might would be interested in it. There are still some, you know, CBD growers that are around, but definitely nothing compared to the upkick that happened a few years ago.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. And I just thought about this part, and this may be a little bit more in Johnny Coley's department, but have you heard of any farmers here in Person County planting sweet potatoes as a crop this year?
I have not. And Johnny hasn't mentioned anybody that I know of. He hasn't mentioned anything to me, but I will definitely be on the lookout for that. If anybody is doing that and has any questions, they're more than welcome to reach out to me. You're right. The sweet potatoes kind of falls in between field crops and horticulture, but it's a little bit further onto the field crop side. So I think people would come to me with any questions about those.
Well, you know, I remember back in the fall, Johnny contacted me and was asking me did I know anybody here in the county that was raising sweet potatoes. And I contacted one gentleman, and he didn't plant any in 22, but he says he's planning to plant some this year. And, you know, the sweet potatoes, you know, could be a good crop. Just the only disadvantage is at the time of year when you harvest sweet potatoes, you know, if you're a tobacco farmer, you're pretty much involved in tobacco. But, you know, Carl Cantaloupe, he used to talk about, you know, you can plant this and that, but sometimes the biggest challenge is marketing the product that you have already raised. And so if some of the farmers in this area would want to plant maybe, you know, a small test plot of potatoes to kind of test the water, I believe that it could be a way that they could build their business up over the years. And if you could find, you know, someone that is in big, big demand of sweet potatoes. And sweet potatoes are being used for so many different things now. I've heard that they're being used for pet food and different things like that. But if you've got, you know, a little bit of extra time on your hand, it may not be a bad idea to plant maybe an acre or so of sweet potatoes. And you can put a sign up in your yard that says sweet potatoes for sale, and maybe you could market them that way. Well, Michaela, we are quickly out of time. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know y'all stay busy all the time. Thanks to T.G. Brooks Company, Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers, E.B. Harris Auctioneering. If you're at that auction tomorrow, it's going to be a couple of celebrities there, Machinery Pete and Michaela Berryhill from the Person and Granville County offices of the Extension Service. We appreciate their support, as well as Loftus and Son Land Services, Owl Pride Foods, the makers of Owl Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, and Jason Acock Auctioneering. Michaela, any closing remarks?
No, just as farmers are getting into this tobacco season, if anything comes up that they have questions about, please feel free to reach out to me at either of the extension offices. I'm more than happy to help.
Thank you, Michaela. Have a great day.
We work hard 24/7 for you, the community. We are the community voice, WKRX, WRXO, Spectrum Cable, Channel 191.